Lavender, I'd like to ask you if you think it might be possible to actually see Pleiadian ships over the course of this upcoming Pleiadian lineup. And if so, when?
Well, from my experience from all these years of tracking the Pleiadians coming and going on Pleiadian lineup, which is November 16th through the 20th, or May 16th, sometimes May 15th through the 20th each year, I have noticed that there's repeat performances on the way that they come to the planet and they set up shops, so to speak. And one of the experiments that I've been very aware of off and on throughout the years, and especially this coming November, is going to be demonstrated one more time, is that as the sun is coming up and the sun is setting, they have three ships which are going to be very visible to the naked eye to a lot of people. Now, so it'll be visible to some while it's invisible to others. I think the ones that have starseed in their blood and starseed markings in their astrological charts probably will have the benefit of being able to see them. And even if you can't see them, the way the ships are setting up around the sun, there's a frequency beam that they're going to be beaming, and it's like when it hits your system and hits your eyes, it runs through your body and activates your star crystal codes in your system, so that if you're on a mission, it gives you an extra boost. If you have a mission and it has not been activated yet, it can activate it. You will notice that other people may show up in your life during these days only because of the activation of the Pleiadian ships arriving with the sunrise and sunset. This is going to be a very, very regulated time. And when I say regulated, I mean special attention is being placed on those that are more receptive to their own missions with the Pleiades. I think that's the way I want to say that.
What would you say is the most common physical configuration of a Pleiadian ship? What would they look like most likely?
There's one in particular that I'm familiar with because I've experienced it. I've been aboard this ship. I have been, you know, part of a team with them for a very, very long time. And when it manifests in the third dimension, it's 27 miles long and it's 7 miles across. And I can't remember how tall it is right now. That number doesn't come to me. I can see it in my head, but it's very much like a floating island. And when I moved to Aruba and found out that the island was 27 miles long and 7 miles across, I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, this is the dimensions of the Star of Bethlehem is what we call this particular ship, by the way. And I don't know if this is the size of the ships that will be with the rising sun or not. I just know about this particular ship that I've had personal identity with. They come, you know, in all shapes and sizes, but mostly they're very large. They're very large, and they house a lot of different Pleiadians. And their travel time, you know, from the Pleiades to the Earth is not like you think of travel being the way we measure traveling. You know, they jump through wormholes. They come here and, you know, it may take them just hours to get here and not light years, okay? They have ways of transporting themselves to the planet. And the reason that they come twice a year is because these are the times when they have set the experiments in motion, and they have to do with alignments with ley lines and pyramids and, you know, Stonehenge and Easter, the things that they have been working with for as long as they've been coming to the planet.
And has that been since the beginning of time?
It's been since the beginning of their Pleiadian experiments, which were long before Atlantis. Okay, long before Atlantis.
When the sun rises and sets, we are literally in alignment with the Pleiades star system. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, thank you very much for this additional news flash on Pleiadian lineup. We thank Lavendar for spending more time with us here at Starseed Radio. You can find more information on Pleiadian lineup at starseedhotline.com, as well as find out about your own personal star markings through your natal astrological chart. Either Lavendar or I, Ariel, will be happy to help you with that and tell you all about it. So until next time, Lavendar, thank you so much for spending your precious time with us, and we look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you.